Well, we come to the reading of God's Word in Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 43, and we'll read verses 1 through 27, Ezekiel 43, verses 1 through 27. Ezekiel 43, verses 1 through 27, and starting in verse 1, these are the words of God. Then he led me to the gate facing toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. And it was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when he came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision which I saw by the river Kabar, and I fell on my face. And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate facing toward the east. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Then I heard one speaking to me from the house while a man was standing beside me. He said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell among the sons of Israel forever. And the house of Israel will not again defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings by their harlotry and by the corpses of their kings when they die, by setting their threshold by my threshold and their doorpost by my doorpost, with only the wall between me and them. And they have defiled my holy name by their abominations which they have committed, so I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their harlotry and corpses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell among them forever. As for you, son of man, describe the temple of the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the plan. If they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the house, its structure, its exits, its entrances, all its designs, all its statutes, and all its laws, and write it in their sight, so that they may observe its whole design and all its statutes and do them. This is the law of the house. Its entire area on top of the mountain, all around, shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. And these are the measurements of the altar by cubits. The cubit being a cubit and a hand breadth, the base shall be a cubit and a width, a cubit, and its border on its edge round about one span. And this shall be the height of the base of the altar. From the base on the ground to the lower ledge shall be 2 cubits, and the width 1 cubit. And from the smaller ledge to the larger ledge shall be 4 cubits, and the width 1 cubit. The altar hearth shall be 4 cubits, and the altar hearth shall extend upwards 4 horns. Now the altar hearth shall be 12 cubits long by 12 wide, square in its 4 sides. The ledge shall be 14 cubits long by 14 wide in its 4 sides. The border around it shall be 1/2 cubit, and its base shall be 1 cubit round about, and its steps shall face the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus says the Lord God, these are the statutes for the altar on the day it is built, to offer burnt offerings on it and to sprinkle blood on it. You shall give to the Levitical priests who are from the offspring of Zadok, who draw near to me to minister to me, declares the Lord God, a young bull for a sin offering. You shall take some of its blood and put it on its 4 horns and on the 4 corners of the ledge and on the border round about. Thus you shall cleanse it and make atonement for it. You shall also take the bull for the sin offering, and it shall be burned in the appointed place of the house outside the sanctuary. On the 2nd day you shall offer a male goat without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar as they cleansed it with the bull. When you have finished cleansing it, you shall present a young bull without blemish and a ram without blemish from the flock. You shall present them before the Lord, and the priest shall throw salt on them, and they shall offer them up as a burnt offering to the Lord. For 7 days you shall prepare daily a goat for a sin offering. Also a young bull and a ram from the flock without blemish shall be prepared. For 7 days they shall make atonement for the altar and purify it, so shall they consecrate it. When they have completed the days, it shall be that on the 8th day and onward, the priest shall offer your burnt offerings on the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you declares the Lord God. Those are the words of God. So again, in the last three chapters, we saw through the vision Ezekiel had explaining the measuring out of the temple, pointing toward them forward to the rebuilt temple, and pointing them also to the gospel church as the remnant of the people of God. Now the vision that takes place and continues from there, some of the actions appear to take place within the temple. And the first things we see happen and verse 6 is the glory of God coming from the east. That is, if you looked at how the last three chapters describe the temple complex, you had the Holy of Holies, then the holy place, and then the court, the inner court, and then the outer court, and all that was facing toward the east. And here is the glory of God coming to the east, through the temple complex, to the Holy of Holies. And so His glory comes, and it fills the temple, it fills the house, it says. And then through verse 12, the wicked kings of the past, remember that led to the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. The wicked kings of the past who continually tried to put their homes and their thrones, that is, next to or to equal with God. That's the language He uses here. They're trying to make their thrones equal with God, right next to God instead of under God. And submission, they failed to do that. They tried to be equal with God. And they have been consumed. And the promises here of the Lord who will abide always with His people. Those were not His people. Because they tried to be God or equal with Him. Those are His people who turned to Him by faith and loved Him as God. And very applicable to us, verses 11 and 12, the law of the house of the Lord, that the law of worship be followed in all things. That the worship of God would remain always most holy. Most, not just holy, but most holy. And so you have all the other things, everything else in life, holy, but in the worship of God, most holy. Interrupting these promises were given the measurements of the altar of sacrifice through verse 17, then the end of the passage giving directions concerning the consecration of that altar. And how is it, verse 27, the very last words there, that Ezekiel will be accepted? He's the Son of Man he's being talked to here. How is he accepted? In the presence of God? It is the same for us today, which this passage points us forward to. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ poured out and sacrificed for us that we are accepted before God. That's what the blood and all these sacrifices point to, right? Point forward to and foreshadow. The blood of Christ for us. And are thus then the recipients of all the promises of blessing in His presence with us forever. Let's pray. Our Father, we claim and need the blood of Christ for us to even come before Your throne and worship You. And we praise You that You have sent Your Son and He sacrificed Himself and suffered at the hands of men and sacrificed Himself on the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross, the cursed cross. Where it has said, cursed is every man who hangs upon a tree. And Jesus hung on that tree because of our sins. Not because of His own, for He was completely righteous and holy. But for our sins He died. And Father, we're thankful that You have blessed us by bringing us into Your fold, not destroying us like the kings of old and consuming us with fire, but blessing us, though we have not deserved it. You've given us everything in Christ. And we thank You for the church, for we are not just individuals, but we are one body, the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the building of God. And we ask that You would strengthen Your church. You would strengthen us, our congregation, and grow us, even as we heard this morning with J.C. Ryle, not just in quantity, but with quality. And not just with quality, but with quantity. that many would hear the gospel every Lord's Day, and many would grow in faith, having believed in your Son Jesus for salvation. And Father, we pray for us who are struggling in our bodies. We continually pray for Karen and her arthritis and Dina and her struggles, and thankful that you have healed Phyllis from the sickness she had while she was away, and pray that you would be with her sister and her mother, who seems to be deteriorating because of age and her frailty. And that all comes because of sin, the fall of man. And our bodies will become dust again. We pray that she would know you and trust in you, and you would give her a clear mind even in her last days, however long she has. You've numbered her days. You've numbered all our days. And we pray even in our last few breaths that we have on this earth that you would give us clear mind and a desirous heart to be with you, that we would not be having to be filled with drugs and whatever else, that we would be cloudy of mind and desire and feelings. Father, help us in these things to die well, and help us to live well now. Sanctify our hearts and prepare us for glory, where we will be guaranteed made perfectly holy and blessed for all eternity. Lord, bless your people, not because we deserve it, but because of your Son, and because you have adopted us into your family. Make us godly children who love you and obey you in all things. Again, for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.